the rest of the story. One Sunday afternoon, Virginia was home with her mother when the phone rang, and Mother answered it and then turned to her daughter. She said, "It's a gentleman for you." Virginia went to the phone. The voice on the other end sounded familiar. At last, she recognized it. She'd met the gentleman caller only once before, at work. She had never imagined that he would come back into her life. And yet here he was, asking if he could see her sometime, next Thursday evening, perhaps. Virginia said next Thursday would be fine. For days, she pondered what she would wear, finally settled on a soft silk chiffon navy blue blouse with a ruffled neck. Thursday night came, and with it a knock at the door, and off the couple went to a romantically lighted supper club called the Casino. After they ordered dinner, the band began to play. Virginia's date asked if she would like to dance. Indeed, she would, and they did. They danced so unconscious of the passing of time that their supper was cold when they returned to the table, but neither cared, because something special, something almost magical, had made their being together the only important thing in the world. And so they dined and danced again until the sleepy band could play no more. And when the club had closed, they drove the long way home through the park, talking and laughing and wondering what Mother would think when her daughter returned so late. And then they kissed goodnight. For 5 minutes that seemed seconds, they kissed unforgettably. It was the first of many dates for Virginia and her beau. Until that one day months later when a job opportunity in another town arose and Virginia said goodbye. But this is the rest of the story. 2 years passed before Virginia and her friend would meet again. He had changed. He had grown reserved, even cold, Virginia thought. And then he explained. Almost apologetically, he said, "I am married now." Virginia tried to smile her approval, but there was no sincerity in her smile. They reminisced a bit about the old casino, about their dancing until dawn. Their first goodnight kiss would not be revived in words, but it did haunt their dangling conversation and their superficial sighs until at last they buried the past and went on with their lives. Now, you watching them on the late show, you thought it was all acting. And most of it was. Granted, most of it was. But from now on, you'll know that long before the myriad motion picture romances were contrived, there were some real-life late suppers and real dances and real kisses, and that there was a young man and a young woman in Manhattan who just maybe fell in love. And you know the girl and the boy as Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. But now you know the way they were, because now you know the rest of the story.